Like I say, we've enjoyed that of the service thus far tonight. Asked you to pray for us just a minute. Might do that. Lord be pleased with you in the service. We had a couple of ladies at the church that I was saved. And they sung. They sung quite a few songs, but there's a song that they sang that we never have got away from. Brother Gary made mention tonight a little bit about he searched. He was searching, and he really didn't know what he was searching for. That's hard to understand for some folks, because some folks are still searching, and they ain't never found it. But you get a hold of the Lord, or the Lord get a hold of you, you'll know it. But in that song, I can't remember the whole song, but I cannot get away from the chorus of it. It went, the words were, I searched for him, and I knew not what I searched for. I longed for him, was rest. Any of y'all know that? Any of y'all ever heard that? I longed for him, and I knew not what I longed for. Simple, ain't it? But when I found Jesus, then I searched no more. He filled the longing in my soul. So, again, it's a beautiful song, wonderful song. And every time I think about it, I hear those women singing that song, because they really put something in it. Spirit of the Lord got in it. That's what it was. But I've heard that when I got saved, and several years that we was members there at Union Grove. If you want to read with us tonight, we're going to read some very familiar scripture. 17th chapter of the book of Genesis. Don't know, may read the whole chapter. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. This is my covenant, which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations. He that is born in the house or bought with money of any stranger, which is not of thy seed. He that is born in thine house and he that is bought with thy money must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He hath broken my covenant. And God said unto Abraham, As for Sarah thy wife, thou shalt not call her name Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name, Now I will bless her and give thee a son also of her. Yea, and I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of people shall be of her. Then Abraham fell upon his face and laughed and said in his heart, Shall a child be born unto him that is 100 years old? And shall Sarah, that is 90 years old, bear? And Abraham said unto God, Oh, that Ishmael might live before thee. And God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed. Thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. And as for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him and will make him fruitful and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. And he left off talking with him, and God went up from Abraham. And Abraham took Ishmael, his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. And Abraham was 90 years old and 9 when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. And Ishmael, his son, was 13 years old when he was circumcised in the flesh of his foreskin. In the selfsame day was Abraham circumcised and Ishmael, his son. And all the men of his house, born in the house and bought with money of the stranger, were circumcised with him. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading chapter, 17th chapter, that of the book of Genesis. And know that there's a lot in this as far as that goes, but I got just a little bit of a thought. Maybe it's strange how we get thoughts sometimes, but we'll just trust that the Lord seeing what we stand in need of. Abraham, hardest thing in this world for me to call Abraham is Abram. But he was Abram up until this point. He is 99 year old. So he spent most of his life being called Abram. But I just can't hardly call him Abram. It's Abraham. It's pretty much what everybody calls him and what his name was given. So his name was changed, and the Lord told him, here, and you go back and you read and you can study it. I'm a good bit about, there's a lot about circumcision. There's a lot in this chapter about circumcision because it was the first covenant that the Lord had with Abraham. And he gave him this covenant and he said, it shall be an everlasting covenant. And not only that, he said, and I'll establish this covenant in Isaac, thy son, that he had not had at this point. And you know, just I read to you, and you know of the scripture and that of the story. But I want to talk just a little bit, the Lord being our helper. And I got this thought, and it's a little bit strange in one sense of the way, but we had a man that started today, and we're just going over all his paperwork, and there's a lot of paperwork. He took it home with him. He's supposed to have filled it all out, and he come showed up, and he didn't have nothing filled out. And we had to sit there and go through all of it and all such as that. Anyway, he'd get down, and I don't know how many papers that I'd give him, and I always tell him, every paper that I give him, I said, now by you signing this, I said, this is a document of holding. And there was certain words on them things that, brethren, that'll hold you, just like that of a covenant. And I began to think, and the Lord began to speak to us about the covenant that he had made with man and the covenant that he made with Abraham. And this is the first thing that come to me was that of Abraham and that of the circumcision, that this was the covenant. But brethren, it was not that of a spiritual covenant. It was a natural covenant. And nonetheless, it was a covenant between Abraham and that of God. It was a sign. It's just like, my friend, the same thing as that man signing them papers. And brethren, it was holding. And brethren, it was a binding. And it most certainly was. There's nothing in this world, my friend, that's any better. Now, you go with me for just a minute. Than for a man to be in a covenant with the Lord. There's nothing no better. My friend, the Bible says here that he told Abraham, he said, I'm going to give you the land, my friend, that of Canaan. Yes, it is. He said, and it shall be yours forever. He most certainly did. Now the scripture teaches us, my friend, brethren, in circumcision was a binding covenant between man and brethren and God. That's what Abraham instituted here. My friend, him and all his household, whether they was born in the house or whether they was bought with money. My friend, they circumcised their flesh. They most certainly did as a covenant. And it said if they be any uncircumcised, in other words, that won't have it, he said they'll not be part of it. My friend, they'll not be part of that of the circumcision. My friend, nor will they be part of the covenant, my friend, that I've got with Abraham. You, my might say, preacher. Now, Abraham, I want to say this. The scripture teaches us, my friend, this was not the first time that Abraham believed God. My friend, brother, the truth of it is Abram, brethren, in his own land, God told him to get out of it. My friend, years before he is ever circumcised. My friend, if the scripture is right here, my friend, 99 years. My friend, he is 99 years old when he is circumcised. My friend, brethren, he had been gone from home. My friend, several years. My friend, and he believed God in uncircumcision. He most certainly did. My friend, the writer says in the New Testament, my friend, about circumcision or uncircumcision, he said it don't avail too much. My friend, but he said the circumcision is the circumcision of the heart. My friend, and not the flesh. My friend, it was one of the things that they had against Paul. My friend, Peter and them told them over there, said they got to be circumcised. My friend, and Paul told them, my friend, brethren, that fleshly, that natural circumcision didn't hold no barrier no more. My friend, that covenant, my friend, had been done away with. It most certainly had. My friend, brethren, I want you to know that we're in a covenant tonight with that of the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, preacher, I don't know, my friend, too much about all that circumcision. My friend, brethren, on the fleshly side, the carnal side, my friend, brethren, it was something they had to do. My friend, they be under the covenant. And brethren, with that of God, the Bible says from this day on that they took a child of 8 days old, my friend, and circumcised them. Yes, sir, and that was a token, a covenant that they were one of the Lord's. My friend, out of Abraham come many nations. My friend, rulers, kings. My friend, yes, sir. My friend, and even out of Ishmael, my friend, come 12 princes. My friend and brethren, another great nation. It most certainly did. Now you look at things, you say, preacher, my friend, brethren, Ishmael was by the bondwoman. My friend, yes, sir, not the free. My friend, but Ishmael was of the bondwoman. My friend, and Isaac was the son of promise. Yes, sir. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, I mentioned the other day about my friend Abraham and Sarah. My friend, but listen, my friend, brethren, they had this son because God was going to bless Abraham and his seed. My friend, and it was in his seed, my friend, that he was going to make that covenant. Yes, it was. My friend, brother, not seeds. My friend, as the writer says in the New Testament, but he said, and seed. My friend, not plural. No, sir. My friend, brethren, God is one God. My friend, and the Lord has one people. Did you know that? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'll try not to confuse you too much. My friend, this evening. My friend, but brethren, they was them, and that was what the Jew held on to. My friend, was that of the natural covenant. My friend, that of the natural.
nigh, friend, brethren, that of being circumcised, brethren, naturally. Peter and them told them over there, told Paul, said they going to have to be circumcised. Nigh, friend, brethren, them Peter. Paul said he found them down through the way, my friend. He said, even talking about Timothy, I believe. Nigh, friend, he said, neither was he compelled to be circumcised. Nigh, friend, and Paul said, I didn't push it, in other words. Nigh, friend, I didn't force the fact. Nigh, friend, that he had to be circumcised. Nigh, friend, but brethren, the circumcision of the heart. Yes, sir, that's the difference. Nigh, friend, that's the difference in the covenants. Nigh, friend, the covenant was in the circumcision in the first one. Nigh, friend, it's also in circumcision in the second one. Nigh, friend, it's just of the heart. Nigh, friend, and not the natural. Not the carnal. Nigh, no, sir, you can. Nigh, friend, now let me go just a little bit further. Nigh, friend, he said, Paul said, he said, circumcision availeth nothing. Nigh, friend, he said, neither does uncircumcision. Nigh, friend, and he said, when was it that Abraham believed God? He said, was it in circumcision or in uncircumcision? Nigh, friend, brethren, he believed him in uncircumcision. Nigh, friend, yes, sir, the circumcision come later. Yes, sir, as a token, as a sign, if you'll have it. Nigh, friend, brethren, whether you'll have it or not. Nigh, friend, brethren, people knows today whether or not you're a real Christian. Did you know that? Nigh, friend, they're not going to know you by a mark in your hand. Nigh, friend, nor a mark in your forehead. No, sir. You say, preacher, that's where it's going to be. Nigh, friend, brethren, I'm not looking for that. Nigh, friend, I'll tell you something else God ain't looking for. Nigh, friend, no, sir, it don't take no red dot to figure out how you're one of his. Nigh, friend, no, sir. Nigh, friend, it don't take a mark. Nigh, friend, not a natural one. Nigh, but you'll bear a mark. Yes, you will. Nigh, friend, you say, preacher, I don't know about that. Nigh, friend, brethren, I'll guarantee you that you bear a mark. Brethren, but it ain't no natural mark. Nigh, friend, just like circumcision today's not the natural circumcision that makes the covenant. Nigh, friend, no, sir. It's in that of believing that God is God. Nigh, friend, and besides him, there is no other. Brethren, why in the world? Why in the world would God want you to be circumcised? Nigh, friend, you say, preacher, you read it. Nigh, friend, yes, I did. And he told Abraham, nigh, friend, he said, it shall be for an everlasting or an eternal covenant. Nigh, friend, yes, sir. Can I ask you a question? Nigh, friend, why did Abraham look for something else? Nigh, friend, the Bible says that he looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why did he look for a city? Nigh, friend, if he had, nigh, friend, that of the circumcision, he was already in the covenant. Yes, he was. Nigh, friend, but brethren, that covenant did not bring peace. Nigh, friend, between man and God. No, sir. Nigh, friend, it might have noted that there's a child of Abraham. Nigh, friend, the blessed. Nigh, friend, of Abraham. But brethren, it could not satisfy the soul. Nigh, friend, the soul of man was still separated. nigh, friend. That's the reason Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker was God. And nigh, friend, I believe, and nigh, friend, that old Abraham saw a type of the resurrection. And nigh, friend, yes, sir, in that when he sent his son, and nigh, friend, and took him up the mountain. And nigh, friend, brethren, he saw some redemption. Yes, he did. And nigh, friend, he saw something, thank God. You say, preacher, why? Brethren, I believe the Lord showed him some things. Don't you? Yes, sir. He was noted as the friend of God. Was he not? And my friend believed him, thank God. My brethren believed him in uncircumcision. And yes, he did. And my friend, I believe. And my friend, you know when the Lord told Abram how to leave his household, you know what he done? And my friend, he left. Thank God, just believe in God. And he didn't know, no doubt, where he was headed. And my friend, but brethren, the Lord told him he'd show him. And he did show him. That ain't all. He blessed him on his journey. Yes, sir. And my friend, can't we say today that God's blessed us on our journey? And my friend, I'll tell you, if you look, my friend, the real truth of it is, we probably overlooked, and my friend, a lot that the Lord has blessed us with. And my friend, and for. And my friend, why did God bless me? And my friend, why does the Lord bless me like he does? And my friend, have you ever thought like that? And my friend, are you one of them that just says, Lord, you've got to bless me? And my friend, the truth of it is, he don't. He blessed you enough when he saved you. Yes, he did. And my friend, that'll get you home. Yes, sir. And my friend, but brethren, ain't it good, my friend, just for the Lord? And my friend, to walk around you. And my friend, to walk with you. Yeah. And my friend, you say, preacher. And my friend, I wish the Lord blessed me like so and so. And my friend, you know everything that we see. And my friend, ain't altogether a blessing from the Lord. And my friend, no, sir. And I might not ought to say. And my friend, what I'm fixing to say. And my friend, but the truth of it is, and my friend, every one of us probably blessed more than we're worth. And my, didn't you know that? And my friend, we most certainly are. Yes, sir, Abraham. And my friend, when his son Isaac was born, brethren, when he got up a few years, and my friend, the Lord told him, said, bring thy son. And my friend, thine only son, Isaac, my friend, to a place that I'll show you. And now, yes, sir. And my friend, and he did. You know the scripture. You know the story. And my friend, them that was with him, he told them, just stay right here. And my friend, he said, me and the lads going yonder. And my friend, and we shall return. And my friend, they was something, my friend. You say, preacher, you think is he knowed he was going to bring Isaac back? And my friend, I don't know altogether what he thought. And my friend, but brethren, I do believe that he believed, my friend. And I believe the scripture teaches that he believed, even if it killed him, my friend, God was able to raise him. And my friend, from the dead. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, you don't think, that Isaac had been around his father Abraham. And my friend, you don't think he had saw enough from his father Abraham to know what was going on. And my friend, he asked his father, he said, Father, he said, we've got, and my friend, the wood, and we've got the fire. I said, where is the sacrifice? And my friend, brethren, he knowed. Yes, he did. He knowed some things. And thy friend, for Abraham cried out to him. He said, the Lord shall provide himself, my friend, a sacrifice. Brethren, yes, he did. Yes, he did. I believe that to be prophetic. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, got him on the mountain. My friend fixed the altar, laid his son on it. My friend, and drawed back the knife. You say, preacher, I don't know if I'd have went that far. My friend, I believe he'd have went all the way. My friend, that's how much he believed God. My friend, you know one reason he believed. My friend, in that, brethren, Isaac, my friend, his son was a son of promise, and he knowed that. Brethren, he knowed it wasn't no ordinary thing that Isaac was born. My friend, no sirree. No sirree. And it's noted, it goes right on down, follows Abraham. My friend, Isaac and Jacob. Brethren, and they used that, they, the Hebrew, used that for years, my friend, the God of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob. My friend, brethren, this thing's been handed down. It most certainly has. My friend, you read and study about Isaac and you'll find out some things. My friend, that the Lord even showed Isaac. My friend, everything Isaac done wasn't because his father had done. My friend, Isaac had some faith of his own. Yes, he did. Yes, sir, and Jacob did too. My friend, you go and study about them boys' journey. My friend, how would you like to have been one of them? My friend, brother, and old Jacob had. My friend, Jacob had a little bit of a rough road. My friend, he most certainly did. My brethren, he lost a son. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, brethren, come down to the place. My friend, brethren, then he had a blessing, my friend, for his 12 sons. My friend, did you know that when Joseph, they sold Joseph down into Egypt. My friend, did you know that Benjamin hadn't been born at the time? My friend, yes, sir. My friend, you know what kind of dreams Joseph was having? My friend, he said he told his father about it. Brethren, he said, I saw the sun and the moon and 11 stars. My friend, bow down to this one star. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, and Jacob said, son, I said, in other words, my friend, me and your mother and my friend, brethren, is going to bow down unto you. My friend, brethren, had a few words to tell him, didn't he? But the Bible says that Jacob pondered these things. My friend, he most certainly did. Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Jacob. My friend, brethren, he might not have known how all this was going to work out. But I really do believe that Joseph, my friend, followed the Lord. I really do. I believe he followed the Lord ever which way he went. My friend, brethren, he went down. Did you know that? Did you know that? Have you ever had somebody to tell you, my friend, is just going the wrong way? My friend, just going about it wrong? My friend, it ain't going to work out of way. I'll tell you what. Can I tell you something? My friend, brother, you can work it out on paper. My friend, you can work it out in your mind. My friend, brother, and it not work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Or you can take it and give it to the Lord. My friend and brethren, it'll work out in a way that you couldn't make it work. How did you know that? No, sir, you couldn't make it work. My friend, how in the world was Abram, nigh friend, brethren, going to know how to go? How nigh friend when he left his father's house? How nigh friend, you go and read the scripture, you'll find out before Abram moved, he built him an altar. How nigh, yes sir. He built him an altar, my friend, and prayed to God. How nigh friend, and God showed him which way to go. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. Lot, when he went off down to the well-watered plains of Jordan. And my friend, the Bible says that Abram went out and built an altar. And my friend, and cried out to the Lord. And my friend, and the Lord told him, he said, you just go. And my friend, he said, the place you put your foot down, he said, I'm going to give it to you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And my friend, you can't do no better than that. And my friend, brother, some wonderful, wonderful scripture, and you talk about Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. And my friend, after that, my friend, was the 12 patriarchs of old. And my friend, the 12 tribes of Israel. Yes, they were. And my friend, I ain't got time to get into all that. And my friend, they ain't no need me. And my friend, me, trying to get in and dig around on all that. And my friend, not this evening, but I'll tell you something. And my friend, you'll never outdo the Lord. And my friend, you never will. Yes, it was a fleshly, carnal covenant. And my friend, that he had with Abram. And you read about Abram. And my friend, and you can see God in the matter all the way. And my friend, you'll find him in Isaac's life. Isaac's life turned out. And my friend, in a lot of ways, the same way that Abram's did. And my friend, he journeyed into a lot of the same country. And my friend, that his father Abram did. Yes, sir. And he digged some wells. The Bible says he digged again. And my friend, the wells of his father Abram. And now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know why he digged them wells again? And my friend, he dug in those wells because he had drank from them. Yes, sir. And my friend, I believe he knowed there's some good water come out of them wells. Yes, sir. And my friend, now think about it. Think about it. And my friend, it come time for old Jacob to get married. And my friend, Isaac told him, he charged him. He said, take not the wives of the Canaanites. And my friend, no sir, said, go down yonder to thy mother's father's land. And my friend, and I said, yeah, I said, there get you a wife. And my friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, God was good to Jacob. And my friend, he most certainly was. He was very good to Jacob. And my friend, Jacob had to work for his father-in-law, Laban. And my friend, the Bible says that he told Laban, he said, you've changed my wages 10 times. And my friend, these 20 years. And my, yes, sir. He said, now give me my hire. And my friend, yes, sir. And he asked him. He had already told him he was going. And my friend, he said, let me go. And Laban said, not so. He said, I've learned by experience that God has blessed me for you being here. Yes, sir. And my friend, brethren, the truth of it is, he'd have been better off to let him go. And my friend, why is that, preacher? Because this is what began to happen. And my friend, he asked Jacob, when Jacob asked for his hire, and my friend, he said, what do you have? And my friend, he said, I want all the spotted cattle and all the brown and speckled sheep and the goats. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I think a lot of times, and I might think a little strange sometimes, and my friend, but I doubt there's very many spotted cattle, my friend, in old Laban's herds. And I doubt there's very many speckled and spotted sheep and goats out there either. My friend, at the time he agreed to it. My friend, had he had pastures full of them, I think it might have been a different something said. But he agreed with him. He most certainly did. Yes, sir. My friend, ain't it something, my friend, how God can work? My friend, ain't it? Yes, sir, it's something. My friend, I'll tell you, the Lord still works in his mysterious ways. My friend, he works in wonderful ways. He works in marvelous ways. Yes, he does, and he works in terrible ways. My friend, yes, sir. I wonder tonight, my friend, you know what the Lord told Jacob? He said, Jacob, he said, now when them healthy cattle come down to the trough, my friend, that stick, my friend, that you carved them rings in, my friend, he said, you put it in the water. My friend, he said, when them weakens get up there, he said, you pull it out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, you say, preacher, just had a stick with little rings in it. My friend, yeah, but that just wasn't no stick. That's about like the rod of Aaron. My friend, yes, sir. A little bit more than a rod, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Yes, sir. My friend, you might think, my friend, that God don't know how, my friend, to work in your life. I'm rather, but I'll tell you, he most certainly does. Yes, he does. I thought, my friend, back in that day, brethren, he owned what? The cattle of 1,000 hills? My friend, that ain't all he owned. He owned the hills too. Yes, sir. He owned it all. Yes, he did. My friend, brethren, it might seem silly to you sometimes to do some certain things. Brethren, but if the Lord's in the matter, my friend, you might ought to get to doing them. Yes, sir. No matter how silly it might seem. My friend, after a while, my friend, you know what started happening? My friend, the scripture says, my friend, that them cows, my friend, started calving spotted cattle. Yes, sir. My friend, them old sheep and goats, my friend, had a lot of brown and speckled. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Insomuch, my friend, that the sons of Laban, my friend, come to Jacob and said, you're a thief. My friend, that's what they called him, said, you're a thief. You stole everything. My friend, that our father had. Glory, hallelujah. My friend, he didn't take one thing. No, sir. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing, brethren, how the Lord can work? My friend, I still believe I might just be simple-minded. My friend, about things, and I might look at things just too simple. My friend, but I honestly believe that the Lord can still make cattle drop out spotted cattle. Yes, sir, if need be. My friend, don't you? My friend, I still believe the Lord can dry up a brook if he had to. My friend, don't you? My friend, I still believe, my friend, though Jordan, my friend, was swelling out the banks, my friend, that he can shut her off. My friend, long enough to let his people cross. My friend, on dry ground. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I still believe, my friend, just like it was in the days of Elijah and Elisha. My friend, as the waters parted, they walked across. I don't believe they sunk up knee deep. My friend, I believe they had a dry crossing. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, I don't know about you. My friend, well, again, I might just be too simple. not nigh him. And I believe the Lord can move things. Did you know that? How nigh him. He can still move obstacles. How nigh him. He most certainly can. Brethren, both naturally and spiritually. How nigh him. Yes, sir. Naturally and spiritually. How nigh him. Can I say something? How nigh him. Brethren, if you'll let the Lord, how nigh him. He'll bless you beyond measure. How nigh him. But you're going to have to let him. How nigh him. You're going to have to, how nigh him. Take the reins off and let him do a little driving. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How nigh him. Let him be the one that moves the enemy out of the way. How nigh him. The Bible says that he'd even make your enemies to be at peace with you. Yes, sir. He will. Why, preacher, I ain't got no enemies that you know of. That you know of. How nigh him. These folks, my friend, I got to tell this. How nigh him, brethren, down to Plainview. How nigh him, brethren, years and years ago. How nigh him. I worked with some folks, my friend. I worked with this particular guy. How nigh him. I wondered. Me and him didn't get along. How nigh him. I just couldn't hardly get along with him. How nigh him for nothing. How, brethren, but I tell you what I done. How you say, preacher, did you get angry with him? Not a bit. How nigh him. I probably could have had. How nigh him. And yeah, I could have told him off a few times. How nigh him. That's really what Randy wanted to do. Did you know that? How nigh him. But I never did. I never did. How nigh him. Brother, the Lord has a way of bringing things home to you. Did you know that? How did you know that? How nigh him. Nonetheless, I just, I got to reading one day. How nigh him. It talks to, about being lived peaceably with all men. How nigh him. As much as lieth within you. And you know what the Lord told me and showed me. How nigh him. And this worked for me. I'll just leave it like that. How nigh him. There's some people that you have to live with, my friend, but at a distance. Yes, sir, you can love them, but brethren, it's going to be, they going to be some distance between you. Yes, they are. How you say, preacher, that don't make good sense. How nigh him. It made good sense to me. How nigh him. I've practiced it. I most certainly have. I can't tell you how many times. How nigh him that the Lord has brought some things. How nigh him back to my remembrance. How nigh him that I, brethren, had I said this or that, my friend, it wouldn't have been the same. Did you know that? How nigh him. Would you believe about 4 years ago? How nigh him that person that I didn't get too much along with. How nigh him do you? Would you believe he wound up in the church I was pastoring? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How nigh him. You know what? How nigh him, brother. The old devil just gnawing and said, he's here. How nigh him. You know what I found out? How nigh him. I found out the Lord loved him too. Yes, sir. How nigh him. Now, I don't know. I didn't ask him. How nigh him. And he didn't ask me. How nigh him. It surprised him when he come to church. How nigh him that I was the pastor. Yes, sir. He knowed me. How nigh him. Knowed me very well. How nigh him. Not only that, my paths have crossed. How nigh him. They crossed again where I was working in another place. He never come to work there. But did you know me and him had to work directly together? How nigh him. He was a customer that we supplied. How now, friend, and I had to go through him, and he had to go through me. Now, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord knows how to work some things. Now, friend, and the truth of it is, I still couldn't get along with it. No, sir. You say, preacher, I wouldn't tell that. Well, why wouldn't you? Now, friend, it's the honest truth. Now, friend, but brethren, the Lord helped me. Daddy, he helped me. Now, friend, he helped me to hold that thing right there. Now, friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir, there's been many a time. My friend, that tongue wanted to say something. My friend, yes, sir, and it probably wouldn't have been too pleasant. My friend, just to be honest with you, say, preacher, you're a preacher. My friend, yes, and I'm just as flesh as you are. My friend, yes, and I got just as much of a temper as you've got. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. But my Lord's helped me. My friend, he's helped me more than I've given him credit. My friend, yes, sir. You say, preacher, you ought not told us all that. My friend, the truth of it is, I knowed it. My friend, he knowed it. My friend, and it's amazing, my friend, how God can, my friend, mix two separates. My friend, and just bring them together. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, I can't tell you to this day why I couldn't get along with him. My friend, and he probably couldn't tell you why he couldn't get along with me. Yes, sir. My friend, but I'm glad that the Lord just brought things together. My friend, brethren, he can calm the storms. You know that. My friend, but you're going to have to give him ample opportunity. My friend, yes, you are. You're going to have to give the Lord time. My friend, I wonder sometimes. I really do. And I'll bring my remarks to a close. I've been, my friend, I've been scattered. I know I have, and I can't help it. My friend, brethren, sometimes I get scattered and I don't like it. Sometimes I get scattered and I don't care. My friend, the night just been one of them, I don't care. My friend, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory. My friend, I wonder, my friend, how many times that Hezekiah, my friend, and Isaiah had sat down, my friend, and discussed the scripture. My friend, I wonder how many times. My friend, the Bible don't record it. My friend, but I can tell you this much, and I believe it with all that's within me. My friend, the Lord give Isaiah a message. My friend, and he gave him a message for Hezekiah. My friend, and he went down there. And when they said that it was Isaiah out in the court, they said, Hezekiah said, bring him in. My friend, brother, I just can't help but to believe that they was on pretty good terms. My friend, can't you? My friend, I don't know. Brethren, the Bible said he come in, he began to talk to Hezekiah. My friend, and he said, Hezekiah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt surely die. My friend, and not live. My friend, that's what the message was. My friend, that's what Isaiah got from the Lord. My friend, I like this. You say, preacher, you like them old roughins, don't you? My friend, I like this. My friend, Isaiah left. Yes, he did. Yes, sir. The Bible says that he was out in the middle court. My friend, and the Lord spake to Isaiah. My friend, and he said, you turn around and go back. My friend, I like that. Yes, sir. He gave him a different message. My friend, do you know why he gave him a different message? My friend, because that first message was heeded. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My friend, that first message, my friend, got some results. Thank God. Hezekiah turned his face face toward the wall. Now, you don't tell me, brethren, that Hezekiah hadn't talked to God. Now, him and God was on terms, but he is just a little off for a little bit. Yes, sir. Now, friend, brethren, he got a hold of God, and God said, Isaiah, go back. Go back. I said, you tell Hezekiah I've heard him. Ain't that what he said? And you tell him I've seen his tears. And you tell him, Isaiah, we go add 15 years to his life. How would you like to hear that message? I'd like to deliver it, wouldn't you? Yeah. Thank God. Thank God. It ain't all bad, folks. No, it ain't. Now, I could have thrown a big pity party. It's raining outside. Ain't no gas around to be found. I could have told the Lord every excuse in this world why not to even travel up here tonight. Do you know that? But you know what? I sort of enjoyed it. I enjoyed coming this way. I did. I had a good little ride. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The Lord, when the Lord gets in the automobile with you, you really don't care. Do you know that? You really don't. Preacher, do you know we was going to have service like this? I didn't know what we was going to have. But the real truth of it is we're here. And if we really go home, my friend, disappointed, I'm just going to tell you something. It's going to be on you. Yes, sir. It's going to be on you. Glory. Yes, sir. I'll tell you, sometimes on Wednesday night, I get to can't help it. Yes, sir. I can't stop sometimes. I mean, it just keeps coming. There ain't a whole lot, thank God, that I can do about it. And sometimes I really don't want to do anything. The truth of it is, it's good to be here. It really is. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being here. Hope you got something out of the message. I really do. I just let it lay. Ain't no need me giving no tale. I give you what I had. No need me worrying about it.